Hey, it's Dr. Gurr with another psychological podcast, and today's podcast I was going to call College Isn't for Everyone. But I did a little literature review and came up with the fact that there was a book, I think in around 2005, by Lewis Rosen entitled College Isn't for Everyone. Now, Mr. Rosen is an educator, and I think he was a former principal and very steeped in educational policy making. And he wrote this book, I think primarily for the policymakers, because he was concerned that they had made the options not going to college rather bleak. And they've created programming so that kids were pushed into college, even to the point where vocational programs were disappearing and community colleges, which were generally designed for technological degrees, were also kind of shifting into, you know, prep schools for four-year colleges. So he was, you know, in his book, he's really focusing on the fact that we've missed the boat because there are kids out there who are both disinterested or incapable of higher education. And in fact, higher education is not necessary for these people because they can perform in other areas adequately or even, you know, spectacularly. You know, for example, the guy who works as a car mechanic or an electrician or plumber, tech guys who work on computers, college really isn't necessary for them. But we've made it almost a rite of passage. Now, why was I going to discuss this besides this little piece? It's because repeatedly in my office, I have parents who are pushing their kids to go to college. And from my perspective as a psychologist, I believe that some of these kids should not go to college or cannot go to college. And so what happens is they get this tremendous pressure, these kids, to do well in school so they can go to college. They're fighting and kicking all the way, telling their parents, no, 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 no. They're struggling in school. They're doing poorly. They hate school. And I look at their parents and I say, why are you pushing this kid? And I think it's more for them or for the image that having a college-age kid in college means. And so I wonder sometimes if their kids are going to college so that their parents vicariously can live through that or can sit around the table and, you know, brag with the other parents about how well their kids are doing. But what happens to many of these kids is by the second semester, they've either failed out or dropped out. And the parents then get on their case and push them and push them to go back. And it may take a year, year and a half for the kid to eventually prove to their parents that college really isn't for them. So why go through all that torture? Why not just start off in the beginning? When you have a kid who really is not college material, try focusing on alternative situations where a kid can excel. And so if you're a kid who hates school and does poorly, I agree with you. College probably isn't a place for you. And it's probably a good idea to do some vocational assessment to figure out what path or what track you should take. If you're a parent who has a kid who you realize is just not going to go to school, direct them to any kind of services or programs that would meet their needs, tap into their strengths, and make their lives more satisfying. You have to understand, if you look from a historical perspective, you know, if you go back about 150 years where the average lifespan was 47 years, by the time you were 18, you kind of knew exactly where you were going to go and what your life was going to be like. And your career was over in your 40s or so. You know, let's be honest, they developed Social Security at the age of, you know, you receive the benefits at the age of 65 for a reason, because when they developed it, hardly anyone made it. Now let's shoot to the present And these kids who are coming out of school might not really get their career in line until, let's say, they're 20, 21, if they didn't go to college, and not till about 25, if they did go to college. And they're not going to be able to retire until they're about 75. So that means they have 50 years or so of work ahead of them. And my logic is, you better like what you're going to be doing, because 50 years is a really long time. So let's not push our kids into unrealistic positions, and let's give them all the skills and tools that they need. Vocational programming is a good idea. Technological training is a good idea. College is a good idea for some kids, but not all. Anyway, hope this has been helpful. This is Dr. Howard Gurr, and you can see more about me on my website at www.drsgurr.com.